to have something? No. He wants to change this copper to gold. And for that, this copper should surrender to that change. He's talking about the change that we need, right? The change that I need is not something that is good for me or it's personal. It's something which should be given to me for we, not me. That's the difference, yes.
God had offered to the Sheikh the treasures of the earth down to the seventh tier. The Sheikh said, O Creator, I am a lover. If I seek aught but thee, I am impious. If I should bring into view the eight paradises, or if I should serve thee from fear of hell, I am a believer seeking salvation, for both these are concerned with the body. 100 bodies are not worth a bean in the eyes of the lover who has received nutriment from God's love.
Okay, now God is testing him. Now apparently Rumi is explaining to us that, listen, everything is presented to this fellow. He doesn't want anyone. That's the situation that works. Because if you think that you could be a good fellow and do all the good things and satisfy myself as well, you don't get it. Because these are turning around, this is the other side of the coin. One coin is for me, the other one is for we. So this is the necessity, because we are talking about love. Yes.
And this body, which the Sheikh of Insight possesses, has become something different. Do not call it a body. To be in love with God's love, and then a wage, a trusted Gabriel, and then a thief.
It means you can never, ever mix up I, ego, with love, period. It doesn't work together. You cannot mix it up. When you give up me, then love is applicable. When you are me, none of them works, yes.
In the eyes of that wretched lover of Layla, the kingdom of the world was a vegetable.
Mm-hmm. Now let's go to this crazy fellow. Majnun means crazy, means silly. Which is the best lover, we explain. And Layla is not beautiful. It's someone. But to his eyes, everybody is ugly. Only that is. This is concentration on the subject. You cannot mix logic with beyond the logic. And for beyond the logic, you should concentrate. Yes?
Earth and gold were alike in his eyes. What of gold? His life had no value. Lions and wolves and wild beasts were acquainted with him and gathered round him like kinsfolk. This man had become entirely purged of animality and filled with love, and his flesh and fat were poisonous. The sweet...
What? Are you listening? Suddenly, a magical stuff happened. All the animals are getting around this fellow. Why? Because this fellow doesn't meat eat anymore. He doesn't harm them. Why? Because this man had become entirely purged, and animality means what? That's the point. When your animal will be cleaned up, there is something of you You are not only the animal. We are talking about that part, which is full of love. Yes.
The sweets scattered by reason are poison to the wild beast, because the good of good is antagonistic to evil. The wild beast dare not devour the flesh of the lover. Love is known both to the good and the evil. And if the wild beast devour him, even parabolically, the lover's flesh will become poison and kill him.
Yeah. Just to let you feel what he wants to say. Says, listen, a lover, the animals will not eat his flesh either. And if they eat his flesh, they will die. It will be poison to them. Why? Yes.
Everything except love is devoured by love. For the beak of love, the two worlds are a single grain.
Because here we're talking about the eater. Who is the big eater, big hunter that hunts everything? Do you remember? And he cannot hunt it.
Love.
Is that? This love itself is a hunter. So, whoever is in love, give me a break. It's not logical anymore. It's the other part of the coin of the existence of a human being. Yes?
Does a grain, does a bird, does the maker ever feed on the horse? Do service. That perchance thou mayest become a lover.
What do you mean, do service? Because the Persian here, the word is bandagi. And I explained it to you. Bandagi, simple translation, means slavery. But deep down in Persian language means being connected, being affiliated somehow. Therefore, when we say, do the affiliation, means what? Means understand the creation and you are created and bow to it, period. Yes?
Being connected is a means of gaining. It comes into action. The slave desires to be freed by fortune. The lover nevermore desires to be free.
I talked about this slavery and connection, right? That the slave wants to be free. But lover is not like that. Lover doesn't want to be free, doesn't want to be anything else. Yes.
The servant is always seeking a robe of honor and a stipend. All the lover's robe of honor is his vision of the beloved. Love is not contained in speech and hearing. Love is an ocean whereof the depth is invisible. The drops of the sea cannot be numbered. The seven seas are petty in comparison with that ocean. This discourse hath no end. Return, O reader, to the story of the Sheikh of the time.
Again, Rumi jumped in, and it's like this. Because he explained what love really looked like. Not what it is. It's not understandable, but he said, first, love is not explainable. It doesn't fit in talking and dialogue and logical stuff like that. And at the end, it's not explainable. It's like an ocean that, I could show you the ocean, but depth of the ocean, that's how it is. Let's go back to the story. So, you learn only the first step here. You will learn the second step and so on, because it's not like this. But the first one is to give up me, to get rid of this animal. because you are more than this. Find that one. And you cannot even think about that one as long as you are in love with this one. پس بیامد زود روبه سوی خر گفت خر از چون تو یادی من حضر ناجوان مردا چه کردم من تو را که به پیش اژدها بردی مرا موجب کین تو با جانم چه بود غیر خبث جوهر تو ای اون همچون کژدم کو گزد پای فتی نارسیده از وی بسی را زحمتی یا چو دیوی کو عدوی جان ماست نارسیده زحمتش از ما و کاست بلکه طبعا خصم جان آدمی است از هلاک آدمی در خرمی است از پی هر آدمی او نس کند خوب و طبع زشت خود او کی هلد زن که خبس ذات او بی موجبی هست سوی ظلم و عدوان جاذب هر زمان خواند تو را تا خرگهی که در اندازد تو را در چهی که فلانجا حوز آب است و عیون تا در اندازد به حوزت سرنگون آدمی را با همه وحی و نظر اندر افکندان لعین در شور و شر بی گناهی بی گزند سابقی که رسد او را ز آدم ناحقی گفت روبه آن تلسم سحر بود که تو را در چشم آن شیری نمود ورنه من از تو به تن مسکین ترم که شب و روز اندر آنجا میچرم گر نه زانگونه تلسمی ساختی هر شکمخاری به دانجا تاختی یک جهان بی نوا و پرپیل و عرج بی تلسمی کی بماندی سبز مرج من تو را خود خواستم گفتم به درس که چنان حولی اگر بینی مترس لیک رفت از یاد علم آموزیت که بودم مستقرق دلسوزیت دیدمت در جوع کلب و بینوا میشه تا بیدم که آیی تا دوا و نبا تو گفتم این شرح تلست کان خیالی می نماید نیست چیست گفت رو روحین ز پیشم ای عدو تا نبینم روی تو ای زشت رو ای خدایی که آن خدایی که تو را بدبخت کرد روی زشتت را کریه و سخت کرد با کدام این روی می آیی به من این چنین صبری ندارد کرگدن رفته ای در خون جامم آشکار که تو را من رهبرم تا مرغزار تا بدیدم روی عزراییل را باز آوردی فن و تصویر را گرچه من ننگ خرانم یا خرم جانورم جان دارم این را کی خرم آنچه من دیدم ظهور بی امان طفل دیدی پیر گشتی در زمان بیدر جان از نهیبان شکو سرنگون خود را درف کندم زکو بسته شد پایم دراندم از نهیب چون بدیدم آن عذاب بیهجاب عهد کردم با خدا که این ظلم من برگشاد این بستگی تو پای من تا ننوشم وسوسه کس بعد از این عهد کردم نزد کردم ای مهین حق گشاده کرد آندم پای من زند و زاری و ایمان من ورنه در من رسیدی شیر نر چون بودی در زیر پنجه شیر خر باز بفرستادتان شیر عریم سوی من از مکر ای بأس الغریب حق ذات پاک الله الصمد که بود به مار بد از یار بد مار بد جانی ستاند از سلیم یار بد آرد سوی نار مقیم از قرین بیقول و گفت و گوی او خوب بدزدد دل نهان از خوی او چون که او افکن بر تو سایه را دزددان بیمایی از تو مایه را عقل تو گر اژدهایی گشت مست یار بد او را زمرد دان که هست دیده عقلت بدو بیرون جهد تن اونتن در کف تا اون نهد گفت روبه صاف ما را درد نیست لیک تخیلات وهمی خورد نیست این همه وهم تو است ای ساده دل ورنه بر تو نه قشی دارم نه دل از خیال زشت خود منگر به من بر محبان از چه داری سوء زن زن نیکو بر بر اخوان صفا گرچه آید ظاهر از ایشان جفا این خیال و وهم بد چون شد پدید صد هزاران یار را از هم برید مشفقی گر کرد جو و امتحان عقل باید که نباشد بد گمان
خاصه من بدرگ نبودم زشت اسم آن که دیدی بد